Hello everyone, it's Yana here, or Gentwen. It's the 11th of July, and as you can hear, it's not windy. I'm not huffing and puffing on the way home, so that's because I'm home already. It was a little bit tricky today trying to wind my way past parked cars, parked on the pavement that is, and then a coach coming up the road and everyone on my side driving on the pavement to get out of the way of it, so I had to actually wait in the neighbour's driveway to let them all go past. And Simon was just about to leave when I arrived, so it just didn't make for very compelling listening because I kept being distracted by all sorts of things. So I thought I'd start again once I'm home. At least I'm out of the wind. It's cloudy today and fairly windy, which doesn't bode very well because we're supposed to have sports day tomorrow. Apparently it's going to be rain, which I'm not very happy about this, because Simon and I did some rearranging and juggling of this week so we can fit everything in, and you know, and when am I going to work and that sort of thing, and that's all up in the air now because it looks like sports day might not actually happen, not this week, and it might happen next week, but then we'd have to juggle again, so it's not ideal. So anyway, but I'm already here. We had a busy weekend, because we had Henry's party yesterday, which was a pool party, and it was the first time that his year group had had a pool party, so they were like, oh, how does it work? And I had enlisted the help of some of my friends who also have children in that year group to come in with me, because I needed to have a certain child-adult ratio in the pool. And then in the event, it actually turned out some parents then stayed and also went in. And it was really fun. I miss going swimming. It was really nice being in the pool. And I tried to do some swimming whenever someone required a ball or inflatable or whatever. That was a little bit further away. I volunteered to go get that. We had some fun. Most of the kids were actually really competent swimmers already. So basically we had the pool to ourselves for an hour. And it's only a couple of them that wanted to stay in the shallow end, and they weren't so confident. But it was really fun, and I had a chat with my friends, and because we had school reports out on Friday, so exciting times. Friday was quite busy actually for me, because I ended up working unexpectedly. Also went to see a friend. We talked top politics, but more about that in a minute. So yesterday was pretty much taken up with the party, and then on Saturday, because I couldn't find the kind of cake that Henry wanted, a chocolate football cake, so I ended up making it myself, and that took most of Saturday basically, apart from a bit of gardening and a bit of tidying and washing. It was quite busy, but the cake went down well in the end. He loved it, and we all had a piece last night, and it actually tasted better than last time I remember making it. Don't know why. It was okay. It all went off okay. So we'll, you know, it's all fine. Now I think it's only two more weeks to go, and then it's, you know, then it'll be all, that's it. No more normal school for the summer holidays. That's how close they are. Yeah, so Henry's birthday is actually in the holidays. My mum always gets a bit confused when I say that we're having his party, and say, well, beforehand, because in Germany you're not really supposed to say happy birthday to anyone before their birthday. That's considered bad luck, so she finds it a bit strange that we're doing the parties beforehand, but it's just been a little bit difficult arranging them because this time of year is quite busy and it's two parties, so to me it's just like, phew, party season's over, we made it, yay, another successful party year. Actually, I quite enjoy organising parties. It's a bit of a hassle, but it's I quite enjoy it. And I like sort of organised sort of the details. So I went to the next town. They've got some bargain shops, and bought stuff for the loot bags, because they have to have party bags these days. So for the pool party, because Amelia had one last year, I always like to get some inflatables and some water toys and stuff. So that goes down quite well mostly. I guess that's sort of where my creativity goes. But yeah, anyway, so yeah, still talking politics with well, at least one of my friends. And it's interesting times. It's actually got a little bit more scary because we've got we're down to two contenders now, and I noticed that one of my boots from last week didn't upload, so oops. That'll have some other things still. So yeah, but we're down to two now, Theresa May, who's the current Home Secretary, and she's got her critics too, and Andrea Leadsom, the current Energy Minister, who's against wind farms and has quite some right-wing views. Yeah, so she voted against maternity rights in small companies, so exactly the kind of person that the EU used to protect us from. So she's also up there, and now it's up to 150,000 Conservative Party members to choose the next Prime Minister, which, you know, it just seems absurd to me, but this is how democracy works here. So they get to choose, and then this person's going to be Prime Minister for the next 4 years until we have a general election, unless they manage to somehow by a miracle call one beforehand, which apparently is now a lot more difficult than it used to be. And the scary bit is that Andrea Leadsom wants to trigger Article 50 straight away, even though, you know, I mean, at least David Cameron resigned and have kind of bought them a bit of time to think about now, what do they actually want from negotiations with the EU? Where do they want to get to? Have they got the resources to negotiate all that? And just come out with a bit of a plan, basically. But she wants to trigger straight away, which means the clock starts ticking. And if she can't negotiate anything in 2 years, then yeah, well. Also the fact that, well, she seems to be quite, the grassroots seem to like her because she's so right wing. And she seems to sort of incorporate their views. So the scary thing is that we might actually end up with Andrea Leadsom as Prime Minister. I don't think she would be electable in a general election, but I think they like her for now to just go through with Brexit, I think. And we've also had this weekend, yeah, because she hasn't got much experience. She's never been a front bencher either. And she constantly says something in the media that she probably shouldn't have said. So she doesn't come across as Prime Minister material. But we had at the weekend, we had Aaron Banks, who's a billionaire. And I don't really know what's in it for him. But he bankrolled the Leave campaign, which is why we had this sleek campaign, US style, because apparently it was someone who does US campaigns, hence all the very clever messages, you know, pulling on the heartstrings and, you know, ignore facts, that sort of thing, which Andrea Leadsom totally buys into. So that's the scary thing, having a Prime Minister who doesn't believe in facts and experts. You know, but if it sounds good, we're going to do it kind of thing. So yeah, this Aaron Banks was on there saying that there's a smear campaign out there and against Andrea Leadsom, and he really likes her. And so, and I don't quite understand. He's a billionaire businessman. I don't quite understand what is in it for him to take the UK out of the EU. Is it just some kind of power game because he can? Because it's really starting to look like that. There's him and there's another really wealthy donor, and they bankrolled the Leave campaign, and now they've achieved it. But to what end? What are they going to achieve? Because they don't seem to have political ambitions as such. So it's just the rest of everyone else has to now clear up that mess and try to get on with it and make the best of it. But I don't quite understand why they're doing this. But it certainly looks like these people have money, so they can just bankroll that campaign, and then they get the media behind them. And I'm going to run out of time on this one. But the media are just out there for one candidate or another, and this is what people read, and it's just completely not, it's all biased. There's nothing neutral out there. So the media are just completely and utterly useless, really, to find information, which is also scary.